Yeah, so this is your man Sean Brewer, a.k.a. Lion Faced Ace, here at KPFA 94.1 Dread Star Radio segment here on Setting the Standard. You know what I mean? On the phone today, we got my man Junior Toots. Yo, Junior Toots, what's going on, man?
Yes, it's my Lion Faced,
94.1.
You see, man, say, Dread Star Radio. Maximum respect to each and every one in the North Berkeley, South Berkeley. You know what I mean? You don't know East Oakland, North Oakland. You know what I mean? San Jose, Vallejo. You know what I mean? The whole crew, Northern California. You know, universal love goes out to each and every one. You don't know me and him crown a fire. We dare burn the fire. You know what I mean? We give thanks for man like Dread Star and give thanks for this minute and give thanks for the moment. You know what I mean? Rastafari bless the nation and our nation in creation. And a one love we set to the world. You know?
Seeing. So, you got some new projects going on, man. Let them hear about it. The new joint you got coming out.
Yeah, well, I've been busy in the studio and just finished up the Guidance Star, Junior Toots Guidance Star. That's the next forthcoming album, and I'm very excited about it. I've also just been working on some projects. Some of them I can talk about, but some of them I can't really talk about. We're still work in progress, but I've just been working on a project with George Clinton, and I just completed a project with Marlon Asher. I just did a project with Raga Lux, and I just worked on a project with Tough Like Iron, and she's a great female vocalist and performer and designer, amongst other things. So I'm very excited right now about my career and the way it's going. I'm about to work on a project with Afrolicious, and also talking to Slightly Stupid about working on a project with them. And also working on a lot of projects. I'm working with artists like Jawave. Just finished a project with Jawave, Ralph Kanashi. I'm working with a lot of the artists in the Bay, and constantly working, you know. Matter of fact, I just finished a single on His Majesty's birthday called Got to Get Busy. So, you know, we got to stay busy, and I like working, and I stay busy, and, I'm getting some good results because I'm moving around and networking, and the universe is also throwing me some blessings and some good things. So, you know what I mean? I'm very excited right now, and the music is very powerful and inspirational. And also Jamalo, I did a project with Jamalo, so all these artists going to be on this next coming album, the Guidance Star album, and then the singles that are not on the album are going to be coming out along the rest of the year, but you know what I mean?
True. So, Russ, you just did a show at Eskenaz, right?
Yes, I.
Yeah, how did that turn out? People perceived you pretty well?
Yeah, man. I love performing in the community atmosphere, all ages shows, and we had lots of parents brought their children out. And my music, I used to be a dance instructor and a dance teacher, and so I geared my music to make people dance, and also my live show is geared for dancing, so... you know, the children always have a good time and the parents have a good time, and I bring the kids up on stage sometimes so they can dance and feel more present in the show, and their parents, you know, get a chance to see that. And it was great. I loved Ashkenaz. We're also going to be doing on August 22nd, we're going to be doing Cloud 9, which is also in Berkeley. And this is one of the, a very nice venue, brand new venue, and it's very, very nicely arranged for live shows and for seating and standing, and they have a nice setup over there. So I look forward to that show, and I would like to invite everyone and also ask everyone to make a note on your calendar for August 22nd. It's going to be me, Tough Like Iron, and I have a couple more surprise guest artists that's going to be appearing on the show, and I'm also going to have African dancing from West Africa and African dancing and Ethiopian dancing from Ethiopia. So it's going to be a great show, and there's also going to be a fashion show, but I'll let Tough tell you more about that. But yeah, so and then on August 31st we have Sweet Finger in San Leandro, and it's going to be a great presentation as well. And so right now I just want everyone to tune in to that show at Cloud 9 on August 22nd, Junior to the Fire Squad band, Tough Like Iron, and a couple surprise guests. You know, I mean, I'm looking forward to that show. And this year I'm going to be working more in the San Francisco Bay Area. This is where a lot of good things happened for me in the beginning, and I always like to give back to the people and to the community and to everyone that's helped us to keep our show on the road and to encourage us and to support us. And I perform consistently over the years for the inner city drug programs and homeless shelters. So I'm going to get back to doing that. I took some time off from that just to work on a new album and so on and so forth. But it's always in my mind to get back to doing that because the children love it, and adults love it, and I love it, and it feels good to just work for the people and promote love and inspire the kids and the adults, and to give back to the community that's given me so much over the years. You know, I'm going to be doing this area more. Charity begins at home, so, you know, we travel all the time. And it's very important to do a lot of good at home, and this is my home in the Bay Area, so I want to do as much as I can in this area. People love the music, and they love to dance, and they enjoy it, so we want to bring that to as many people, to all the small venues and to, to the places that's most important. I feel it's very important right now that the music makes everyone feel happy, and happier people make better decisions concerning themselves and everyone else and so on and so forth. I feel like if you're not happy, then it's kind of harder for you to be happy for somebody else. And if we're all happier for each other and more supportive, I think we'll get better results and get farther as individuals and as a community and as a family. So, you know, that's what we're going to be doing, and I'm feeling good about it.
Okay. That's good. That's good, man. That sounds really positive and all of that. I got a quick one more question for you in closing. Is, I know who you are, Junior Tuss, and, you know, some of the listeners know who you are, but for those people who don't know you are, tell them who and why you call yourself Junior Tuss.
I was born into the family, and my father is Tuss, original Tuss, one of the original pioneers. My father's been singing for a long time and reached many, many people in many nations. And I went with him on many of the tours. And, he's a great person. And he teaches me everything that I know. And my mom and my grandma and, you know, my family. But, you know, I really respect my dad a lot. So it's a great honor for me to be carrying on his name and defending legacy and so on and so forth. Aside from everything that seems glorious, you know, it's a lot of hard work and a lot of sacrifice. And I've been there and behind the scenes. And I'm really honored. And, just being the son of the legend is one thing, but I also have been doing a lot of work over the years and hearing my music to really help people and carry on my father's work. My father taught me that love is the best you can give, love is the best you can receive, and now that is our message. We always tell people that on our live shows, and so we live it. And we, you know, we try to lead by example, and you know, we're doing father's work, and my father's very proud. I've also seen some of my dad's music, and I respect the Maytals, my dad's band, and you know, they've been doing it. So my dad recently was injured, so now he's kind of trying to get himself together and going through kind of a difficult time. So I want to ask everyone to say a prayer for my dad and the Maytals, because you know, they have a lot of fans and they love to work, and I want to get those guys back on the road and get their show on the road again. A lot of people are telling me all the time they want to see my dad and they love him and so on and so forth. I just want to send respect to all of my dad's fans, respect to everyone who supported my dad and support the family over the years, my sister, and so on and so forth. I feel great, and it's a great honor to be working with the people. So many people. I work with all people, and the music affects all people. And I'm just doing as much as I can with what we have. I'm one of the hardest working men in show business. Because when I'm not working on stage, I'm working off stage, and you know, working on other projects with other artists, and helping and teaching and learning at the same time, and so on and so forth. So you know, in order to be successful in this business, you have to stay busy all the time. So it's a lot of time going in, a lot of money investing, and so on and so forth. But I do it from the heart, and that's why, even when it's rough like it is now, I can still hang in there, because, you know, it's for the love of the music why I'm doing it, and for the love of the people. So I'm not really investing in so much there. You know, I'm investing in the love, and it's always good. You always get a good return when you invest in love, and the music is love, life is love. So I feel good, and my dad is proud, my family is proud, and when the music business gets better, and for me, you know, I'm going to do some good things and, you know, give back to the community and different things like that. So I work with different nonprofit organizations, different local governments, and, you know, we're doing a lot of different things, and I'm learning so much, and it's been a wonderful journey, and, you know, we just loving the vibes and the music and everything that we're learning, and the ups and downs, it's all a part of life, and we embrace it. I'm also planning a tour with me and Marlon Asher, and for later on down this year. So I'm trying to work on that. But yeah, man, we love the vibes, we love the people, and we're here for the people, and we're here for the masses, and we're here for the music lovers and the fans and everyone. And you know, we're glad to be doing what we're doing, and it's a blessing.
Yeah, man. All right, so now just give them a quick run, you know what I'm saying? Give them your website and all of that so we can close out, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to go over too long, but you know what I'm saying? Just give them, like, the website, the Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all of that.
You can find me, Junior Toots. Junior Toots, spelled out all the way out. JUNIORTOOTS, JuniorToots.com. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Get into the music. You know what I'm saying? The more you listen to conscious, positive music, is the more the vibrations are conscious and positive for you. It's been tested, tried, and proven. And I worked very hard on the music and did a lot of research on it and so on and so forth. So definitely support all the artists in the Bay and support all the artists in your family. And support Dreadstar Radio. And big respect to the I-Lion, Fies, Ibn already. My brother, I just, you know what I mean, respect to the IS, and salute.
Yes, I respect.
Doing, and, you know what I mean, we have to keep the thing going, because in show business, the same goes, the show must go on. So I face the music in life, and I face the music on stage, and we all face the music right now together, so it's just one big concert. So we just have to, you know, start dancing and enjoy the music, and and from vibration to vibration, we're gonna work it out. You know
true,
I mean?
True. And with that being said, go ahead and lead us into the segue to Roll One Up, man.
This is one of big man. Yeah, this is Julian. This is my latest single, one of the singles from the Guidance Star album. Julian to Roll One Up. Producer Nico from over in France. So big respect to each and everyone. You don't know already.
Bruh, there you have it. Dread Star Radio, Junior Toots. Boom. Bless up.